The Gemara Masech, the Menachas, Daf Chav Zayin, and the Aleph teaches us by the various halachas that the Mishnah and the Gemara keep on identifying where there's a halacha that you have to do the mitzvah completely in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Abba Shabalulav, the four minim of the lulav, all are essential to fulfilling the mitzvah. Based on the pasuk that the Torah says v'lakachtem, the pasuk says v'lakachtelchem b'yom risha priyetz hodor, it has to be a lakicha tama. From here, the Gemara learns that it has to be all four minim. On this comments Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava lo shanu, that you have to have all four together. Elish einlo, if somebody doesn't have all four minim, this the way Rashi explains the Gemara, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Ava yeshloi. Somebody has all four minim. Ein me'akfim. It's not essential if he didn't take them all together at one time. Ask the Gemara. Meisvei. We learned in a brisa. Aba minim shabim lulav. There are four minim in the lulav. Shnayim hem oisim peiris. Two of them produce fruit. V'shnayim hem ein oisim peiris. And two types don't produce fruit. Ha'ois and peiris, the two types that make peiris, yikukim rely on enois and peiris, on the two types that don't make peiris. V'she'enois and peiris, and those that don't make peiris, yikukim lois and peiris, rely on those that do make peiris. Then, odam yoitz behen, yidei chavos behen, and foreign cannot fulfill the mitzvah of dalam minim, so you see that they all need to be together. It says the Gemara, the Ken Yisrael by Atzor, Achei Kulam Bagodachas, Shenoma Haboyne Shemayim Aloysov, Vagudosoil Eretz Yisoda. So we see that you need to have all four together. So here the Gemara identifies the two of the minim of the Dalam Minim Oysim Peiris. What are those two? Says the Gemara. The Esrig and the Tamarim. The Esrig and the Lulav are the two types that Oysim Peiris. The Shailos HaTshuvos B'nei Tzion quotes from the Shailish Shloima that the Lulavim that grow on the Eiver HaYardein don't produce peiris, and therefore should not be used for lulavim, because as the pasuk says, kapos tamarim. Kapos tamarim means that dates tamarim grow on the lulav tree, and if dates don't grow on that tree, they are pasul. The Bnei Tzion disagrees, and says as long as it's in the family of the Dekel tree, even though if this particular tree doesn't produce fruit, it's still considered a kosher lulav tree. And he quotes the Chasam Sofer in Masech the Sukkah Daf Lam Dalar Mabeis Divrei Masker of Yishmol, that in Europe the minig was that they took for lulav from trees that will never produce dates, and still were considered kapus tamarim. And then the Bnei Tzion makes a very interesting point. He quotes Yerushalmi in Peah, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, where the Yerushalmi says, "Em halacha refefes biyotcha." If you're not exactly sure what is the halacha, tseyu re'ei ma'atzi benoi. Go see what people do. And therefore, says the Bnei Tzion, that since the Chasam Sofer says that in Europe they took lulavim from such trees, and in Yerushalayim there were people that took lulavim from the trees that grew on the Eiver HaYardein, and they actually preferred those trees, those lulavim, that should be a raya that those types of lulavim are acceptable. And so too does he quote a tshuva from the Michas Alozer that in Europe, in Poland, they took from lulavim from trees that will never produce fruit. But the Mechas Elazar makes two interesting points. Number one, it seems that it's not that those trees cannot produce fruit. They can produce fruit. It's just the climate of those countries prevent those trees from preventing fruit. And that's why it may be somewhat different. And in fact, he says that his father and grandfather, the Shem Shleimer and the Darkei Tshuva, were makbid to take lulavim from trees that actually produce fruit. This discussion about taking a lulav from a tree that produces fruit is a question that has been discussed in the Paiskim because there's a tree known as the Dekla Canary. The Dekla Canary comes from the Canary Islands. And a Dr. Yisrael Yudkovsky, in Tovshin Tez Zion, wrote an article who indicates that the Dekla Canary is not in the family of the Kapas Tamarim that are discussed in the Torah, and it's completely different than the date tree from which the lulavim that the Torah speaks about. Even the fruit that grow don't have the same taste as the other fruit trees, and it's very different. In fact, we'll indicate some of the differences between the regular lulav tree and the Dekla Canary. And therefore, he wrote this article that the Dekla Canary lulavim should be pasul. And this was a psak that many Gedol Yisrael accepted. A half a year later, there was another article written by Dr. Shraga Shlomoy, who took a very different approach, and he said that the fruit of the Dekla Canary is edible. The fruit of the Dekla Canary is edible, and it's no different than the regular lulav tree, and the lulavim from the Dekla Canary can be used. There was other articles written on this subject. If you could be Yaitza with the Dekel HaKanari or not. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Chelek, Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen, Kuf, Chof, Gimel. Rav Moshe takes a very strong position against using a lulav from the Dekel HaKanari. He says, just like no one, Ramesha is particularly sharp, he says, just like no one would consider using a lemon instead of an esrig, he says, a lulav from a Dekla Canary is no less different than a lemon is from an esrig. And Ramesha goes into a whole discussion. It's particularly relevant to Hilchas Klayim. What makes a fruit, two fruits that seem to be the same, two vegetables that seem to be the same, different or not different as far as Hilchos Klayim? So Rav Moshe essentially says that if the fruits of the tree taste different, even the Rishonim, who have a more lenient approach regarding Hilchos Klayim, once the fruits taste differently, that will be considered klayim. And certainly, he says, if you could find two differences between similar fruits or vegetables, that would clearly declare them to be two different type of minim. And therefore, Amosha takes the position that even the Saba Kadisha, Rav Shlomo Eliezer Lefandri Zatzal, that had a little more of a lenient approach versus a Sroigim with the question of Merkavim. When it comes to Lulavim, the Dekel Canary, he would have no Shaila. And therefore, that it's certainly not the Lulav tree. And Moshe says, even if there's no other Lulav available, don't use a Dekel Canary. Don't make a brach on it. He says, it's a brach of Atala. And he says, somebody who plants, he said there were those that planted these trees in Eretz Yisrael that considered that their machshel is harabim by having made these types of lulavim available, then now people are going to get confused. And he says, somebody who knowingly sells a lulav from a dekel canary is oiver lifnei iver. A very, very strong position. Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Shas of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hagas, Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Vav, also takes a strong position. Only, he says, someone that would make a bracha on an Esrig Hamurkav would use a Dekel Canary. He says, we, who certainly wouldn't use an Esrig Hamurkav, cannot use a Dekel Canary. And then he says, in general, when we speak about, Dalaminim, we only should use a lulav or any dalaminim that we have a mesora that this is the lulav that Chazal, that was always used. If we don't have a mesora that this was the lulav that was always used, don't use it. However, there are other paiskim that take perhaps a little more of a lenient approach. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal and the Shaila of Tshuvas Yechav Adas, Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Zayin, takes a more lenient approach. His approach, firstly, is based on the halacha of Arvei Nachal, where the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Lulav Halacha Gimel says, Arvei Nachal Shamer Torah, the Arvei Nachal that the Torah speaks about, Humin Yedua Shenikra Kain, it was a type that was known to be Arvei Nachal. V'roi min zeh golal n'cholim, it usually grows by a stream. L'kach na me'Arvei Nachal, that's why they're called Arvei Nachal. V'afil oysa goyla b'midbar b'horim, but even if it grew not by the water, it's k'sheira. So we see from here, says Rav Avadya Yosef, that as long as something is similar to the Arvei Nachal, even though it's not growing by the river, it's considered Arvei Nachal. And the same thing by the lulav. Even if it doesn't have all of the characteristics of a lulav, as long as it looks like a lulav, it ought to be a lulav. The Rogachover discusses, the Rogachover wants to say that this is actually a shaylov, a machloikis, and a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kiva Oy Metapas Tamarim Kishmon, Rabbi Tafra Metapas Tamarim. According to Rabbi Kiva, as long as it has the name Kapas Tamarim, says the Rogachover, it's considered a lulav. Tarfin says it has to actually grow tamarim. And therefore, according to that pshat, since we always paskin like Rabbi Kiva, the Dekel Canary would be kosher as a lulav, even if it doesn't grow any fruit. The truth is, not everybody has that pshat in the Yerushalmi. And the Rogachover himself quotes our Gemara, where our Gemara seems to say that by the lulav, you have to have that it grows fruit. Even though it doesn't say so by the hadassim, even though the hadassim grow fruit. So you see that the fact that the Gemara differentiated between the lulavim and the hadassim, the Torah wants to show us that lulavim have to be from minim that grow fruit. So he takes a lenient approach. And he quotes many other Gedolei Yisrael that had a lenient approach. It also seems that the Tzitz Eliezer In the south, Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Ches, Simon Chof Beis, he quotes the history, as we mentioned earlier, of the issue over the Decla at Canary, and he says that the fact that they produce fruit, even though the fruit isn't that good, is certainly a proof that it is a kosher lulav. He says, in all the years they took lulavim from fruit, from trees that don't produce fruit, and yet used it as a kosher lulav. So he says, Lamaisi yeshapa lotzasi dechavos b'chol lulav habam in dekel v'loy makam hashenem matzapeiros. The fact that it doesn't produce fruit doesn't bother him. So too was the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was lenient regarding the Dekel Canary. It's interesting to point out that in the Sefer Ochris Rabbeinu that discusses the Menhagim of the Stipler, he says that in Tovshin Lamed Aleph, the Stipler said that the Dekel Canary is 100% kosher. We never found these kind of differences by lulav. But in Tovshin Mem, he was really more besophic. But I did see that the Chazon Ish held that the Dekel HaKanari is kosher. So too was the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman. He says, interestingly, one of his rayas is that the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah identifies different trees that are not kosher, different types of lulavim and esroigim that are not kosher. The Gemara speaks about Sinai Har Bazel. The Gemara speaks about Esrog HaKushi. The Gemara doesn't speak about the Dekel HaKanari, or this type of tree. It seems to be that the halacha is that the Dekel HaKanari is kosher for a lulav, says Rishon Zalman held it's one min with all the other lulavim, and we could rely on that to use it. We could rely on it to use it as a lulav for the dalminim. Even Rav Avad Yosef, however, in the Sefer Chazon Avadi, says mekamakoyim hamach malit lulav hamuksa bekushrasoi. Somebody who's machmel to take a lulav that has no shaila, Tavach LaBracha, should be benched. That's certainly the better type of lulav to take. And being able to identify how you could tell if the lulav is a Dekel HaKanari or not, there are some differences. One is in the color. The green of a regular lulav is darker green than the lulav Dekel HaKanari. The spine of a Dekel HaKanari ends much closer to the tip than the spine of a regular lulav. The leaves of a lulav, of a regular lulav, are much tougher than the leaves of the Dekel HaKanari. And in general, the leaves of a regular lulav are much more compact. They're tight next to each other versus the Dekel HaKanari. The spine of the regular lulav is a much stronger spine versus the spine of the Dekel HaKanari is more pliable. It bends. And also one more difference, the leaves on the side of a regular lulav go in, leaf by leaf as they get towards the top. The progression of the leaves of a Dekel HaKanari is much more stronger, it's much more sudden, it doesn't go with that type of elevation.